Just say no to Bush regime. Soon, the legions of pinstripes will besiege New York, followed by a phalanx of thousands of black uniformed, automatic weapons wielding police. The RNC, or as I like to call it, the Repressive Nation Collective, is coming to town, and the people are under strict orders to sit down and shut up. It has always befuddled me that people who claim fealty to the First Amendment always look to the state to grant them the right to assemble, to march, to dissent. New York's judges have predictably denied several groups permits to converge in New York's famed Central Park, ostensibly to protect the grass. This is madness. One of the many groups that is organizing in opposition to the RNC confab is Not In Our Name, which has brought together many folks prior to the Iraqi war and wants to bring over 1 million people to the Big Apple to protest the Bush regime's last 2.5 years of disaster. There are doubtless many things for folks to say no to, but how about listing a few? The Iraq war, based on a lie, the threat of war without end, the erosion of civil rights because of the misnamed Patriot Act, stolen elections, the wrongful denial of voting rights to tens of thousands of folks, the state repression against Arab Americans, Muslims, and South Asians, to police repression, brutality, and racial profiling, to rampant globalization, as I said, just to name a few things. For many Americans, the nation's economic policy, one also due to the neoliberalism of the Clinton era, causes anxiety and deep concern about how things are going, what with the government's support of job outsourcing. What bothers others is the very idea of smug imperialism and the nation putting its super nose into the affairs of other countries all over the earth. America has really been an empire for generations, running the affairs of other subject nations like Mexico or Colombia or Panama for the better part of a century. Those nations, far from being true sovereigns, have been seen as little more than America's back door. Yet, while the U.S. has been an empire, it rarely wanted to openly state this. Some Americans with memories of Britain or Rome are uncomfortable with this idea. If those things anger or get your goat or push your button, then you are the kind of person who should make your feelings known, not just to the administration, but to the world. Come to New York to say in a loud, unmistakable voice, Not In Our Name. You should be in the streets of New York on August the 29th until September 2nd to say no to the Bush regime, to war without end, to American imperialism. For more information, contact Not In Our Name on the web at www.notinourname.net, by phone 212-760-1722, or by mail Not In Our Name, IFCO, Post Office Box 20221, Greeley Square Station, New York City, New York 10001. For Free Speech Radio News, from Death Row, this is Mumia Abu Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.